8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. Do appreciate it. Well, Omaha Community Playhouse is doing it again. Another Tony Award-winning musical, Ragtime. It opens May 31st at the Omaha Community Playhouse, runs on the Hawks main stage. And what a very intricate plot. And I was just talking to lead actor Paul Trenisi here, who plays the father. And Paul, welcome. Great to have you here this morning.
Good morning, Mike. Pleasure to join you.
Appreciate you coming in. And we were talking about how this Ragtime is such a grand musical of that almost showboat ilk.
It is. It really is on a grand scale. The music is incredible. The story is fascinating and riveting in terms of its depth and its meaning. And the costumes and the dancing and everything are going to really blow everyone away.
Yeah, it's interesting because just on the last segment of NPR, they were doing a little bit on the Statue of Liberty and the Museum for the Statue of Liberty. And with this being set in New York, and of course, New York really was the landing spot for immigrants from all over the world to come to this country and make a life for themselves. Can you talk a bit about how that relates to this show?
You know, it's fascinating, Mike. Even the image of the Statue of Liberty is a part of the logo of the show for Ragtime. And Ragtime is really about, you know, initially when I heard about the show, I thought, oh, it's just about ragtime music, but it's really not. It's about that time in American history, which was around the 1920s, where a lot of really incredible things were happening in terms of how our country was developing and how the people were kind of assimilating to it. It really focuses on three different main groups, an established aristocracy in the country, an influx of immigrants coming in through Ellis Island, and then also the rise of the African-American family trying to find their place in society. So all those changes weren't easy. There are challenges, there are opportunities, there were conflicts along the way. And Ragtime really examines all of those issues, but also celebrates the realization of the American dream.
Where does your role as father come into all of this?
Well, father is an interesting character because father is a bit resistant to all those changes. You know, he has established a good business and a strong family. And a lot of these things that are happening to his life, he doesn't see them as being positive changes. And so he's somewhat resistant to that. And you'll see that throughout the show. But you'll also see growth in his character at the end, where he comes to a realization that these changes are fine and he has a place for them. And he may not necessarily welcomes them, but he does resolve that these are important changes for the country and he needs to be a part of that.
So when the single line summary that I've seen over the week and read during the underwriting announcements, the tragic yet hopeful story, that's kind of life, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I think even through that tragedy, important things are learned, and we all grow from those experiences.
Paul, you yourself, this is the first time you've been back doing a show at the Omaha Playhouse for how many years now?
Well, it's interesting. I was a regular contributor to the Playhouse for a number of years, and then I had a job opportunity in Kansas City and moved away, and I was gone for 12 years. So this will be my first show at the Playhouse in 15 years, so it's a nice homecoming.
Oh, that's great. What's changed at the Playhouse for you since you were gone?
Well, there's new faces, which you might imagine.
Sure.
But that's good. I was just looking at the cast when I, you know, first day there, and out of a cast of 35, there was one person that I had worked with before. But there are a lot of very talented young people that have joined the Playhouse and a great artistic staff and technical support staff. And so one thing that hasn't changed is the Playhouse commitment to really delivering great entertainment.
What would you say to people who are like, you know, I've thought about getting involved at the Playhouse, but I don't know. I mean, what would you say about involvement there?
Well, I would say especially now that there is a great spirit of welcoming, that they want new people to get involved. It's important that you bring new talent in. And, you know, the audiences want to see that as well. They want to be able to look at the talent on the stage and be proud of the people from their community that are contributing in such a meaningful way.
Sure. Now, you lived in Omaha for a while. You went to Kansas City. You've come back to Omaha. a lot of talent, a lot of growth in this city since you were gone, isn't it?
There is. And you know, one thing that's kind of interesting, just the difference between the two communities, is that because Omaha does not have, quote unquote, a professional theater, there are a couple of theaters that offer some of that. But it's basically a community theater, so all supported by volunteers. And so the nature of the quality of the theater in this community is really outstanding. In Kansas City, there was a very strong professional community, and community theaters were not really on the same standard in terms of the quality of performance.
Fair enough. May 31st through June 30th, Ragtime. Paul Trenisi is my guest today. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you're looking for more information on this, go to omahaplayhouse.com. You'll find all the information you need. Morning Edition continues right here on KIOS FM.